And then, you know, you used to have it back in olden times, they'd call it a ground stone, ground rock. You turn it this way and sharpen it.
That was a big one?
Yeah.
They used that for sharpening their axes and their big long saws.
Called a grinding stone. You had this way, done around this way, you know, that big stone was about this big around with a hole right through it. Called ground stone.
Well, she's talking about the little one, though, that you sharpen your kitchen knives on or your pocket knife.
Well, I have never had a, in a stone always, I had a file to sharpen knife.
Well, you used to call it, my grandfather used to have it. Mother, Big Daddy used to have a little smaller about this.
That's
called a
whetter.
Rock.
Whetter, a little whetter about this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Can you tell me about different kinds of wooden fences that you used to have around here?
Well, you used to have panel, and you used to have rail fences. That's right, and panel, and wire fences we have them now.
What does a panel fence look like?
Well, honey, that's a post, and you put panels, and panels, say panels about this wide, up, say this high, and that's what they call a panel fence.
So they're horizontal?
Uh-huh, and you know, you can set them as spigot fences this way. Huh. You set the spigots up this way, and on the outside, the spigot fence. And then you can, the others, you can call them a panel, and you know, rail fence. Over the time, older people all had rail fences around there, but now we don't have no fence at all. No,
there's a rail fence. I believe it's on the
outside. Well, a lot of people put a rail fence around a nice home now, you know, because that's something, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
You used to have just like I say, a spigot fence. Quit, darling.
Well, she's called a spigot fence. We call it a picket fence now.
But back in, and around the home, and home, that's what we had, was a picket fence. It was just about this big, and it was about this high. And that made you put your posts down, and put your bottom and top, and you took them little spigots and nailed all the way around. Made a beautiful fence. Peewee.
Usually painted white?
Painted white, and
you used to use whitewash for them, didn't you?
And a board now, that's what we would put around, I was thinking about this. What Mama and Daddy would put around what I call the catalog. That's what they'd make you do, a board fence.
Uh-huh.
Where is it? Back when that's what they called it, you know, board fence, you know, around the catalog. But it wouldn't stay there not like very long because it'd move it on somewhere, just move it on, you know, just clear up a piece of ground a little other time. Cows would.
It kept your ground fertilized too. Mm-hmm. Plant your garden there the next mm-hmm. year or whatever.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Did you have any different names for different kinds of rail fences, or did you just call them all?
That's right. It's split out. They were split out of logs. That's what it was split out. You know, what the rails were split out of logs.
Okay. Suppose you had too many people spending the night here, as you may have pretty soon. What do you call the beds that you make on the floor?
Well, I don't think I've ever had too many at my house, and I don't think my mother did, because my mother always had too many beds and to take care of the company. But I have been at my sister's, and she'd always call a pallet on the floor. That's right.
Okay.
And you know, used to, you that's way of a baby, you know, you'd say, you know, put a pallet on the floor for a baby, you know, to lie on a pallet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever have had to put down. A lot of people, you know.
Yeah, we had to pull the mattresses off the bed one or two times. I remember we had to pull the mattresses off the bed and lay them on the floor. One mattress, there'd be two or three mattresses on the bed, pull one off and lay them on the floor. But when she's got five children, and every one of them except for one has got children. And when they all come in, and then her sister and Savannah, and different ones up from out of town come in for her birthday. We've been having birthday dinners for her, 15 years? Mm-hmm. Or longer than that. And when they all come in, if they had to spend the night, we'd pull a quilt off, a big mattress off the bed, lay it on the floor, and make up a bed down there on the floor. She called that a pallet.